Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a book which shares a look at universal energy, healing, spiritual communication, and ways to awaken your intuition and achieve your human and divine potential. Today I welcome Gita Ben-David, author of The Note from Heaven, which shows us that while we already know that music, especially song, can lift your spirits, it might be possible to transform your life through the power of a single note. Hello, Gita, and thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for seeing me or hearing me.
Hearing you.
Yes.
I don't see you, but I hear your inner beauty. Gita, as listeners of this show are well aware, my guests and I share our metaphysical experiences and insights into the nature of man, life, the universe, in order to assist us to value self-discovery and the mastery of our emotions, so we may understand how to create through our thoughts and actions the life we desire and deserve, and the happiness, health, and joy we deserve, and to truly know that we are more than the physical world and contain within us a gift or link by energy to each other and to the creative forces of the universe. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Gita Ben-David, who is a Danish author, composer, singer, and vocal sound therapist, educated in classical saxophone, who has also studied classical Indian singing and is the leader of a 2-year certified education in vocal sound therapy and the founder of Gilale Institute of Energy and Consciousness with her husband Lars Muir, shares an idea that the note from heaven is a state where the voice sings you rather than you sing the voice. Gita, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and an experienced person or interest or place that may have led them to the values and work and lifestyle they pursue now as an adult. So think back for a minute, because the seeds for our growth, spiritual growth, are there from the beginning. So,
I've always liked to be alone somehow. Even I wasn't alone, and I found quiet when I sat in by my grandmother's piano. And this piano I inherited also from her, and we had it also at home after she died. But I inherited later on because we were three sisters. I was the eldest one, and I loved to sit and play on this piano. So this piano has followed me all the way through my life. Even when I went to live in Israel, I brought it with me, sent it there, and sent it back. I could have bought a brilliant wind piano for that price. But, so the sound of that piano somehow gave me. It lead me back to something, and the sound has always...
It has always been within you, a connection to beauty and the love for your grandmother. But let me share something with you. I always have coincidences with my guests, because my first book was Life is No Coincidence. We are meeting the people. I have given my piano to my four little granddaughters. It sits in my daughter's house, and they are all learning to play. I don't play, but I always had a piano because I hoped my daughter or son would play, because I love music. My father played the violin, and my grandmother played the piano, but somehow I never learned to do that. But I still appreciate it. So when you just said that, I was feeling like tears come to my eyes, because I could hear the love and the connection that you wish to reach your grandmother and all of life through music, and that's what I hope for my little grandmother.
And when you tell me now, I come to think about that. My grandmother, she used to play in the cinemas on this piano, not on this piano, but she was good enough that she played for the films, you know, the what you call the films without any voices, you know, she played with that live, and she was married to a farmer, and then all that stopped, and you know, somehow she was always sad because all the music, you know, it ended with her. So I'm kind of fulfilling her will in a way.
Yes, yes. She wanted to put out into the world her soul's beauty through the music, and she wasn't able. Let me tell you something else. My grandmother, who played the piano without reading music, she had someone in, I think her father in Russia, played for the Tsar. And my father was first violin in college. So there is this connection throughout the generations from spirit to continue this beautiful work and love.
Yeah, we're just not ourselves. We are all one.
Yes.
And this is also what the note from heaven is about, that we are all connected if we can experience that, and it's hard to talk about, but when you know when you are there.
Yes. Now let's fast forward to life now and what inspired you to write the note from heaven. Partially the piano and your grandmother did, but beyond that, tell us something more.
Yes, I mean, and I'll try to make it short. I mean, I was studying the saxophone in the Royal Academy or conservatorium, I don't know what you call it, in the States, in Copenhagen, and I was very lucky I got inside. I mean, you're many hundred people applying, and they took me. And it came all very easy for me when I started late with the music, because I'm not from a musical family. And I could borrow a saxophone in the high school, and then I thought, oh, it was very easy for me, and then I got in with it in the academy there. And you know, then you have to study. You can study for free if they choose you. So I was there, and in the middle of these studies, I thought, "Oh, you're like married to your saxophone, classical saxophone," and I felt like getting away and doing something totally different. And I asked for money. I didn't believe I would get it, but, you know, I applied. I would like to have money for studying some music I don't understand, and it should be in India, because my girlfriend was going to India, and I didn't care about where I was going, actually. So I said, okay, I'll learn singing there, because that was the easiest. And then in the end, my girlfriend got pregnant and shouldn't go anyway, and I had to go to India alone. And,
wow.
Yeah, without any reason. And I got a lot of money because I had a very high degree in the examination before. So I got a lot of money. And I went there alone. And as a woman, that's not so normal. It was not so normal at that time, a woman traveling alone there. And there was so many things happened. But anyway, what I came to Mangala Tiwari in Varanasi, and I stayed with her 2 months as a pupil. And what she told me was very clear. She told me, you will have to sit and sing one note a day, you know, for at least 1 hour. Yeah, but I also could do some scales. She saw that I brought my soprano saxophone, and I tried to play how, you know, I want to show off who I am. And she was not interested at all. So, but she saw I had a need to do something that I was used to, you know, making scales and all this. So I was also allowed to sing a little bit the raga, but the primary thing was to sing one note. And she told me, we have to see if you're God gifted. And that means to get connection to God. That's what I found out. And when I heard her singing the first time, I just wanted to listen to her. I didn't mind that I didn't understand the Indian music. It was just her sound, and it just gave me a shiver.
It was the tone.
I experienced it when I had to sing one note, because she really provoked me. I was not into meditation or anything alternative, Buddhistic or spiritual thing there. So I sat and tried to do it, because my voice was not as well as hers. It was really airy, my voice, and I never thought I could be a singer, because I thought my voice was not strong, you know. I love to sing, always loved it. So I sat and I tried to sing this one note, and I thought it was really boring. And then all of a sudden, I sit with a tambura. I can just play it for you, you can hear it. I sat with a tambura, she told me, you play that, and you do like this, you tune it and all this. And I have to sing it like this. What happened is
do you know what that reminds me of? It's so wonderful. I feel it deep within me when I hear that. It reminds me of a teacher of mine who would resonate with the word om.
Yeah.
Just the sound and the vibration.
Yeah.
So I guess the note from heaven is the tonal expression of a divine state that we have within us. And
yes.
We are contacting so we can free our soul and voice and expand our consciousness.
Yes, that's exactly. Because that, I didn't know that at that time, but I experienced that I got a very long breath, you could hear, or so I could just continue. I mean, I could just sing much more, 4 times as long as I could usually. And your voice get full of overtones. I thought somebody was copying me out in the street because it were more voices than mine. And that's what's happening when the note from heaven comes through. It's like a lot of overtones coming. And it's like, for me, it's like you could say that the angels are coming.
Yes,
when these overtones
coming,
it's like an energy coming that is not yours. It, of course, it's a people could you can explain it like a resonant thing maybe, but for me it's like I'm not forming them. I didn't study how to make overtones because I don't want to study it because they have to come by themselves. Because then I know that I hit the right spot. If you understand, because
yes.
If I try to do it, you're sitting doing all kind of things with my tongue and what woo or what people do, it's an artificial one.
Yeah. You,
it's like grabbing a rabbit and saying, here I caught it. But in here, we attract them, we call them, and if they want, they come.
Well, since song is an expression, or singing is an expression of how we breathe, and
yes.
Breathing is the connection to spirit and
yes.
The guides, teachers, angels, loved ones
yes.
Above. That's
yes.
Why meditation takes us into deep breathing.
Yes.
This is all influenced by our state of mind and body, and we're trying to find a way to listen to the universe and the songs of the universe. Now, for me, as a Reiki energy healer, to listen to spirit and become aware of our infinite gifts, it came to me through energy healing situations.
Yeah.
So when I listen to music and channel universal energy through me, I am reminded of the breath and the connection to eternal life. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote, through meditation and practicing Reiki, I have enabled my intuitive abilities to expand to the point where I now see and feel a dimension beyond the earthly plane. That is how I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are all part of God's universal spiritual energy, and it's also how I know that the most ennobled and enlightened souls walk with us, sharing messages of love and joy to all who are ready to hear them. If,
yes.
if one can hear or sense spiritual energy and incorporate it into their daily lives, they will find everything about their life immeasurably better. And that's what you were seeking also.
And that's also what Jesus is saying in the Gospel of Thomas. He's saying that the people that are ready to hear. And to hear is also to listen to yourself. Because it's all inside ourselves, and but the expression of our voice give us the opportunity to feel who we are, not intellectually, but to feel it.
Yes.
We can feel that we are all right as the one we are. We are complete. It is not a person that's not complete in the seed of themselves.
No.
And we can any moment clean ourselves for what we're carrying.
Absolutely. I have said to many clients, you have everything you need. You were born and given the gifts to find the greatest compassion and love and remembering your soul and connection. Now, the note from heaven is a sacred and simple healing tool also to reconnect to your higher self. So how can it improve people with certain physical conditions? Tell us about that.
It developed like this for me over years, I can tell you. It's that there are two things you can do. It developed into head phases like this. One part is that you can sing yourself free of traumas. When you know how to get in contact with milk from heaven, that's basically to do the breathing correct and to sing on that breath. When you can do that, then you can also contact traumas in the body. It's usually I use the tension that will appear when you start to get into the feelings. I mean, I can talk to you about it, and then you start to feel the feelings, getting closer to the root of that feeling, and then we sing ourselves free of it. You can also go into a regression. That's also what happened to me. I mean, when you start to open your voice like this, I mean, I got in contact with, started to get back to earlier life states, kind of, and I didn't know in the beginning, but I understood that, you know, I had really deep feelings about these stories coming up to my head. So that's also what can happen, but that can be used very, very. It can be used as a release, because when you sing yourself free of these feelings that are coming, it means you can sing on a cry, for example. Instead of crying, you just sing, woo, it's a note in the cry, and you sing on it. And then the cry will turn into happiness in short time, 1, 2 minutes.
And that's how it heals. Now, you wrote that the tangible effects that have come from working with the note from heaven include the ability to see color and images in my mind's eye. That is clairvoyance. A tingling, mainly in the hands and on the top of my head, which is a connection to spirit and a healer, and I feel that when I work with Reiki energy.
Yeah, it was the first one of the things that it could lead to was this sing yourself free. And the second thing, it's not mentioned in my new book, but it's in the third book that will come also. It's just that you can heal others with it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm also a healer with energy, but I use both. So I found out that you can scan the body when you are able to sing, like without the fear of failure, because this is not about making somebody think you sing nice. It's something totally different. It's about pure listening. So if I would listen to your body and glide up, oh, ooh, ooh, you can hear now it starts to resonate. Ooh, it's around the solar plexus, heart, something like this. Then the overtones will come in a certain place and will show me here. Here this person would her body likes to have it here. And what is nice about this technique is that you can ask the person, can you feel it? Yes, they say it was exactly there and I can hear it.
That's a great gift. See, I can feel it with the
Yeah, you
energy
could.
when my hands are over the body or when
Yeah.
I'm connecting and getting
Yes.
messages for the person.
Yes, I know that.
It, it it's beautiful, but what is necessary to establish contact with the note from heaven? What are some of the
Listeners.
three? I see here you have three ways that we can develop this and help it to grow. Discipline would be one, the importance of hearing would be another, and the fear of failure and performance anxiety would still be another.
It's all part of the same thing. I mean, the importance, there must be some discipline because you have to take yourself serious, but you shouldn't forget to play. It's the breathing is the key, because your breath, you have to breathe into your stomach, and the stomach has to be coming big when you inhale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you sing, it has to be an active out breath. I mean, you have to use your stomach like a speeder in a car. So it has to be, you press the speeder in order that the energy will be available for you.
I was told once that I was doing a lunar breath, which is what we're talking about here, that deep inhalation to the belly and expansion, and then a slow, steady exhalation. You almost hear the sound coming out of your mouth and nose as you exhale. And I always did it. I didn't know it had a name, a lunar breath, but it takes you into a deep state of relaxation. I just wanted to share with you that many years ago, I was in a convention, and a singer from England, a spiritual singer, Bliss, came, and she walked down the aisle, and she was singing, and I just started to cry. I was the only one sitting with other people that reacted that way, but the voice went deep, deep within me, and it was a remembrance of another time and place, perhaps, or being in that higher dimension. It was so beautiful. So,
but you see what's happening often in when I make a, now I'm making mostly my education now, but when it also happened in education or in my workshops, it is that I call that resonance with domino effect. It sounds very maybe funny, but it is like this, that if one person would sing and release a certain feeling in her,
yes,
then it will hit another person that has the same pattern or the same feeling hidden inside her.
It was so beautiful.
Yes.
And I met that woman, and she came on my show. She was one of the first guests 6 years ago on my show who came and sang and talked about the effect of music. And I was so delighted to have met her, as I'm delighted to talk with you about these things.
Yes.
So let us go on. Tell us about awareness of tone.
I mean, awareness of tone, it you can't think yourself to it. You have to feel it, because it's vibration, and because the intuition is a sensitivity to all kind of frequencies. So if you start to listen for sound and develop your ability to listen even to small variations of the sound, even of one note, you can put a little bit up, a little bit down, micro notes and all this, then you also get better. Your intuition will grow in all frequencies. It you will be better to, you'll be more sensitive to it. So in that way, you can develop yourself by developing your listening. This is very positive if you're a healer and you're aware of how to use it. But you also, in the same time, have to be aware of that you'll be more sensitive also when you go out in the world. So that's why you have to know about that. And if you know that, then you can take care of yourself.
Yes, how to ground yourself, protect yourself against the different energies. You know, I have learned to listen quite deeply. When I was younger, I was quite a big talker, because I guess I was shielding my soul from too much of the energy coming in, and I thought by just giving it out, I would protect it. But I've learned to listen quite deeply, and I can hear sometimes when a person says two words in the tone what it is that they are deeply afraid of, or what is controlling them and what is limiting them. I can't always help them, because they need to change themselves. We can only change ourselves. The main purpose, you wrote, of classical Indian singing is to become one with yourself, with your divine essence. So that's what all healing is about. The remembrance of who we are as spiritual beings, having this wonderful physical life, and everything is a tool for us. Whatever way we find our way forward is simply a tool.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you can sing or not. I mean, some people that thought they couldn't sing and were they called themselves tone deaf or whatever, they can have such a beautiful voice. It because this is not about you have to do like this or like that. This is about being in the moment and just opening your voice. And it can be like a firework to have a person that didn't sing all their life. When they open their voice, it can be such a beautiful experience. Because, you know, then all these feelings coming on place. I'm sorry, it's a cat coming. She has to go to her kittens. Come on, baby. So in that moment, she doesn't want to go inside. Okay. she just wants to complain, like all other women. No, they don't want to complain. So it's so beautiful.
All right. I almost didn't want to do this radio show when I was asked years ago, because in sixth grade I was singing in my class group, and the teacher heard someone off key, and she walked around and she went next to everyone, and when she got to me, she said, "It's you. You are just to mouth the words and not sing." And I loved music and joy and expression and talking and being full of joy. So it slowed me down.
Yes.
It got embedded in within me. But when I got asked to do the radio show, I said, if Spirit wants me to do this, I will be helped. And I will do well. And I will learn and grow and develop. So I didn't let the fear of what that teacher did to me stop me. And so
that's very good.
Now I have a granddaughter who has, she's seven, and she has a singing instructor. And I'm going to give this book for her teacher to read. And
thank you.
That hopes that she understands the gift of my granddaughter's voice. Because it is her heart that wants to bring love into the world that makes this child want to sing.
You know, I want to share something else with you. When you say this about just having this guts to just throw yourself out and being able, and you can fall, you know?
Of course.
You need, and that's what you need, because you need to trust that spirit is there, or God, or whatever you would call it. And if they're not available, then you have nothing, you know? So I was in a television...
Gita.
I was in a television show about somebody, it's a really famous twins here in Denmark, and they were very funny and all this. And they invited me, and I knew they wanted to make fun, because it's very funny to see somebody singing on somebody else, you know. They can make a lot of fun of it. But I said yes, because actually I like them. I think they're funny. And I just asked if I can ask one from the audience to come up, and I'll show how I do it. And only one person wanted to do it, because this audience is not an alternative-minded audience. It's really regular people, you know, workmen and all kind of stuff. So one man, and it was a tinnitus. So I said, tinnitus. I hope not. It wouldn't be a tinnitus. But I had to take him. There was only one, because tinnitus can go up and go down afterwards, you know. Anyway, so I showed how I could sound scan him, sing on him, and it disappeared on the stage. He had it for 20 years.
You healed him?
It happened two times in the television show, so I had, like, it was rang down with a tinnitus, and now all my pupils are doing tinnitus because the spirit wanted that. And it's not mentioned how to do the scanning in this book, but it's just to show you that if it's meant to be, and you have to be ready just to serve, and if they want you to serve in this way, and if they want to stop the sound, they will make you.
You have to be ready to serve, and you have to be ready to be healed.
And you need fun of or whatever they want. No, it doesn't matter.
You just trust that they are around us all the time, and they are cheering us on, and they do love us, and there's no failure.
Yes.
No failure.
That's what makes a difference between, like, some of my pupils saying, oh, it's very simple, I will do a show now with this. But that's what makes it different if you know or you don't know.
I want to thank you, Geeta
Yes.
Ben-David, for a wonderful look at sound, voice, music, healing techniques and exercises to find our way through the note from heaven or our true and authentic divine being. Our voice is the reflection of each moment and experience and the connection between the spiritual and physical worlds. And learning to hear sound and resonate, that's a word we used earlier, to what is best within us, around us, and for us is a gift from Spirit. To purchase this book and find your note or sound, go to geetabendavid.dk. In summarizing today's episode, we have seen the note from heaven has a healing effect on the body and soul and can be experienced by every speaking person as we try to express ourselves from within the wisdom of our essence and find the beauty and glory of our divinity. Children, as we have seen today, have this awe-filled sense and knowingness and the need to expand their infinite potential through their experiences and exploration of the physical, emotional, and spiritual world. It will advance our societies through cooperative efforts, creating a continuity and unity between all people and all worlds if they could find the note that awakens their higher consciousness. Geeta and I would hope you are fortunate enough to find gratitude for your life experiences, even the challenging ones, and even the times when fear makes you feel that you have failed in some respect. For it is through overcoming fear, which we discussed earlier, and recognizing our potential to thrive, love, and share, and serve, that our voice develops compassion, kindness, and the enthusiasm to accept ourselves and others with love and respect. The song is the song of the soul, and the note from heaven. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website to read and listen to the leaders in the field of metaphysics, science, spirituality, medicine, education, and the arts. Share infinite ways to see yourself and loved ones in the world of energy, creation, and human potential. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you for listening.